Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner, everybody. I hope you're having a good week so far. I know it's only Tuesday, but we're getting there. I just really wanted to dive into something that came out of our pastor's sermon this last Sunday. It really kind of hit me in a different way. It's not something I was anticipating. Our pastor is such a scriptural teacher. Our church is a church that, you know, it's for everyone. We want everyone to be a member of the body of Christ. We don't want to discriminate. We don't want to say you cannot be, you know, part of this church because you haven't had something happen to you in a particular way or gone through something in a particular way, because that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me." You know, He has made us, anybody who is called by to Him now, we are His children. It says that in Ephesians in chapter 1. It talks about the fact that we are now His children. The Gentiles are His children. He calls us. And it talks about us getting His, you know, an inheritance. And the inheritance only goes to the children. And Jesus has officially named us as His children. And that's a very powerful thing to think about. So I think it's important, if you're out there and you really need to hear some quality scriptural teaching. And I'm not saying there isn't a bunch of them out there, because there are, but there's also ones that we need to be careful of. Always go back to your Bible. Always check against your Bible. Never take the word of just a man without fact-checking it back to Scripture. Scripture is everything. God's Word is the ultimate guideline, is the ultimate rule for how we should live our lives. If it's not in Scripture and somebody's making it a salvation issue, then that's where we need to have a problem. We need to focus on Jesus' message and what Jesus had in store for us. Now, with that being said, I think this is something that came out of that message that was extremely, it puts a focus on how we should live our lives. You know, I always talk about Acts as the way that we're supposed to live our lives, and I believe that through and through. Acts is such a good example. That's how the church, when it started, it was on fire, and everybody is reaching out, and church is growing by the thousands, you know, each day. It just, it's unbelievable how fast that grew, and how that just, I mean, it was wildfire all over the entire known world at that time, in what we would now call like the Middle East. It just grew and grew and grew all the way out. So I want to look at this in a different way. You know, Paul thought that the world was going to end in his lifetime. That's why he was like, I need to get to the ends of the earth. I need to get all this word out. Because as soon as everybody's heard, then it's, you know, he's coming back. Now, thank goodness for us, it's lasted this long. For our parents, for our grandparents, for our great-grandparents, and our families for generations. Thank God for them, that we'll get to see them again. That's such a gift to think about that. And the fact, if you have children, that God has allowed this world to be here as long as He has, because it's such a gift. Family is such a gift. Just to have that experience, that part of that, and then to know that if we follow after Jesus and what He says, we'll have eternal life. It's our inheritance, because we are children of God. And I love when John the Baptist said even that Jesus could even make, the one who is coming who could even make these stones children of Abraham. That just shows you that, I mean, God does not sit there and focus just on His chosen people after Jesus comes. There are parts, you know, of the Bible where you see that, you know, especially the Old Testament. But then when we get through the New Testament, we got the 27 books of the New Testament. Oh my gosh, is there so much knowledge and truth, and how much God loves everybody. The parables of like the Good Samaritan and the things of these nature, where you see that, who is my neighbor? who does you know, God want me to show that love to? And we see it time and time and time again through Jesus' teaching, through the way that he uses Paul, through the way he uses Peter. We see this throughout, and you know, even into Revelation with John. We see this throughout the Bible recurring. God is calling, and it's up to us to answer. Jew and Gentile alike. But with that being said, and I know I've said that about four times, I want to read Psalm 39, verses 4 and 5. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered. How fleeting is my life. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. What if tomorrow was your last day on earth? What if something happened? Or what if Jesus came back? What if it was the end of all things that we know it? Was there somebody that you didn't talk to about Jesus? Was there somebody you didn't reach out to because it was uncomfortable? It was awkward? Is there somebody that needed to hear that the Holy Spirit had been putting on your heart? You just didn't take that step. We need to live every day like it's the last. Reach those people around you. God puts them in your path. God has blessed you to be where you are and put them in your path. We're meant to be that example. They should see God in everything we do. They should see God in us, in our actions, in our love for people. They should see that. So if tomorrow was your last day on this planet, wouldn't you want to do what Paul did or Peter did, and they just got out there and said, soon as I get all these people, you know, told about God, that that Jesus will be coming back. As soon as I get out there and tell the good word to everybody, because not only that is what Jesus told them to do. They're following through on his instruction. Man, I want to do it for two reasons. And first is definitely because God told me to. That's what the Great Commission is. That's when I say live like it's the Acts church. Live that way. Live with the fire that, you know, when it says that one's coming greater, when John the Baptist said one's coming greater who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Whew. Man, he puts that. You have God living inside you. You have the Holy Spirit living inside you. Why don't you want to share that with everybody? And what if tomorrow was our last day? How much do you have to not like somebody, to hate somebody, to not want to share the greatest gift that they could ever have? Oh my gosh. Well, I want you guys to all think about it like that. Like, what if tomorrow's my last day? What if when I get out there, that's the last time I'm going to see that person. Is there anything I left on the table? Is there anything I haven't told them? Is there anything I haven't showed them? Live that way. Let's empty out hell and populate heaven. And keep on digging, everybody.